The laird Bosie Mac Scudder of Bowlane, he was not best pleased that Red Wallace had left the abbey without the benefits of his protection. Gathering pawfuls of food from the breakfast table, he picked up the sword of Martin and sped off in a huff, berating all and sundry.
Oh, 'tis a sad thing when a sworn protector can't do his duty. I'm bound to catch up with yon poor beasties and offer them my services.
Watching the lanky hare lope off across the dewy lawn, Aluko remarked to the abbot,
"Act in haste and repent at leisure, hey, father?"
Abbot Glisson nodded.
"Indeed. See, he's gone out of the main gate, and they went east. Oh, dear, I know he means well. Let's go and tell him."
Out on the path, Bosie was gobbling hot scones and oat biscuits, peering left and right.
"Now, which way have they gone?"
Samuelus came yawning and stretching out of the gatehouse.
"Which way have who gone? You're the first to use this gate today, sir. Who are you looking for?"
Bosie ignored him, spying two distant figures emerging from the woodlands to the northeast. He sprinted off toward them.
"Och, that'll be two of them. I'll wager they've come back to ask for my help already. Hey there!"
It was Biscay and Double. Having left the logboat, they were running pell-mell for Redwall. Samuelus and Bosie met them. Gasping for breath, the pair informed them of the perilous situation Spingo was in. Redwall bells tolled out the general alarm as abbey beasts, gonflins and gowsim, flooded outside to hear the news. Every beast wanted to help. For a while, it was complete chaos. Then, after a quick consultation with the abbot, Samuelus arranged a rescue party under Bosie's command. Samuelus called for order.
"Listen now, good beasts. From what I've been told, there's not a moment to waste. We need the gowsome shrews, swiftest paddlers, a full mole crew, and some gunfulling warriors. I know you all want to help, but there's not enough room for every beast. So I'll let the leaders pick out their own squads, then we'll have to get moving without delay."
In place of formal Gurpaw, Friar Skirple deputised.
"Her, Routiner, Soilclaw, Burgi, Frub, Gravel and Rutter, you're my crew. Get equipment and standby ready."
Knocko selected his most warlike gonflins.
"Duggo, Frago, Bumbo, Tungo, Flago, and you, Gobbo, arm yourselves up. And you, Gobbo, button your lip and do as I tells you. Right."
Garrel, the Gowsam elder, deferred to Double.
"You're log-a-log now, so choose your paddlers."
Double was perplexed.
"But where's Tugger Bruster?"
Garrel took him to one side.
"Tugger ain't around no more. I'll tell you as we go. Better pick your crews quick, Gowsam."
The young shrew's jaw tightened. He turned away.
"You choose him, Holden. I'll go along with you."
Bosie shouldered his sword and stood impatiently in the open gateway.
"If we're to save the wee maid, there'll be no hanging about. Double march!"
Crowding the wall tops, the remaining Red Wallers cheered the rescue party off.
"Good luck, sirs! You marry up now?"
"Aye, and may the wind be at your backs.
You bring that little maid safe back here."
Abbot Glisson watched the dust cloud as they rushed off into the woodlands.
"May fortune speed your paws, friends!"
The very tiny mouse babe latched onto the abbot's robe.
"I want to go with them, father."
Glisson picked him up.
"Maybe next time, little one."
Dougry, the mole babe, nodded sagely.
"Hernery bees are going next time, sir."
Sister Violet smiled at the Dibbons.
"And so you shall, next time. But meanwhile, who's to guard the abbey and keep us all safe?"
Firth, the Dibbon squirrel maid, narrowed her eyes ferociously.
"Us will do that, Mom."
Aluko gave a hoot of mock relief.
"Thank goodness we can all sleep safe tonight."